Music and celebration took place during yesterday's topping out ceremony at the site of the new NEA Baptist Health System on East Johnson in Jonesboro. The last two beams used in the construction of the new NEA Baptist Medical Campus were secured during this ceremony yesterday. The $400 million project consists of the new NEA Baptist Memorial Hospital and NEA Baptist Clinic, as well as the new NEA Baptist Center for Cancer Care. New CEO and Administrator Brad Parsons.
It's amazing to be here. This is an exceptional opportunity to be part of this system and this new approach to healthcare. And it's great to be out here. You really see the magnitude of the building when you're out here. To be at the summit point, as it was described earlier, it's great. And we've really seen a lot of progress each and every day. And what's more exciting for me is what we're going to be able to do as a healthcare delivery system for Northeast Arkansas. That's what's exciting.
And according to Parsons, the new hospital and medical clinic will bring with it new technology to better serve patients in the region.
We are adding a lot of new technology. We're carrying very little equipment with us from the existing facility. So you can imagine all of the investment going into the technology that will be provided in a state-of-the-art treatment facility. New hybrid ORs, which are a combo between a traditional operating room and a cath lab. We'll have two hybrid OR rooms. We'll have a lot of high-end services. We're adding physicians every day into this system to support this infrastructure. And so, starting with the ER and the size and scope of the ER into the hospital itself. We're going from, today we have 80 staffed beds in our hospital. We're moving to where we're going to have 120 staff beds when we open this facility day one. We have capacity to quickly move up to 180 staff beds, and then overall the capacity to go all the way up to 300 beds in this facility, which will completely change the size and the scope of what we do as a healthcare provider in this area.
Construction of the new NEA Baptist Medical Campus started last April and is expected to be complete next summer. According to Parsons, this project is one of the largest hospital projects being constructed in the nation. Parsons tells what makes this project unique.
The unique thing about this project for us is this is the future model of healthcare. This is a model that is truly integrated in everything that we do with our providers. So we have a very close relationship with our physicians and our providers through the NEA clinic, and everything that we do is integrated. So that means integrated so that it's easy and efficient for the physicians to take care of patients and their families. It's, as the architects mentioned, it's designed with the patient in mind. The patient, every process that we have is centered around being efficient for the providers, but also being patient-focused. Patient and family-centered care is something that is very important to us. And so it's that integration that's going to take healthcare to the next level in this community.
With the new hospital and health system set to open next year, Parsons says NEA Baptist has been working with local and state officials to address issues like traffic.
Our team, our project coordination team, has worked closely with the city and the state to make sure that traffic counts are realized and that, we have plans for two traffic lights in front of the facility, and we would really like to turn those on soon. And so we're working closely with city and state officials to make sure that we can get that. Highway 49 is busy, and it will continue to get busier. So everyone's safety is on the forefront of everything that we do.
Parsons says a transition steering committee is meeting weekly to discuss how and when to start transitioning over to the new building. Several project teams are meeting to discuss specific issues, such as when to move patients over. These and other items are discussed on a weekly basis, and Parsons says the move from the current location on Stadium Boulevard to the new location will be done in stages.
It is in stages, and so we are working closely with a contractor to try to have space turned over to us in phases to occupy, but there's still a lot to be worked out in that, and there are a lot of meetings that will need to take place. But we plan to do the whole move and transition patient care all in one day. So we will do a lot of pre-planning. And I talked about the investment in employees. We're going to have an additional 400 employees that adds $15 million in payroll to Northeast Arkansas here in Jonesboro that we have, we're hiring people specifically for jobs at the new campus today. We're starting that investment now. We already have 50 people hired that their job is in this new facility. And so once those people get up to speed and trained in our existing facility, then we'll begin working on processes, policies, things that we'll have to take care of in the future facility.
Last week, colleagues from the NEA Baptist Health System signed the beams that were secured to the new NEA Baptist Memorial Hospital and NEA Baptist Clinic. Founder of the NEA Baptist Clinic, Dr. Ray Hall, speaks during yesterday's ceremony.
When I signed the beam yesterday in the clinic, I wrote, "God bless all those that work in this facility to serve others." And today I'd like to say, God bless the architects, the contractors, the subcontractors, the tradesmen who are making this a reality.
And President and CEO of Baptist Memorial Healthcare, Stephen Reynolds, also thanked the many construction workers who were on hand during the ceremony yesterday.
We do thank all of the workers, and I'm especially glad that the men and the women who are putting this project together are around us. And we do say thank you for your hard work. And let me tell you something. Not only are you putting pieces together that will become a hospital, but there will be people's lives saved in this building. You're part of the healthcare team because of what you're doing here, and I hope that in a few years you'll drive back by and say, I had a part of that. And you'll take your kids, your grandkids someday, and others and say, I helped build this place. It's bringing good care, great care to the citizens of Northeast Arkansas and beyond. So we do thank you very much for your hard work.
And Reynolds says this year is the 100th year of NEA Baptist Health System, as it started with the first hospital being built in Memphis.
In 1906, there were a group of visionary Baptist laymen who gathered together and said, you know, we need to work out a way to provide health care for the people of the Mid-South. A few years later, in 1912, that dream came true when we opened the new Baptist Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. It was a 250-bed hospital, and Harold Petty, we spent $250,000 to build that hospital, similar to what it's going to cost us to build this place, something like that. But that dream came true in 1912, and here we are 100 years later, and we're still ministering to the needs of the people throughout the Mid-South. And what better way to represent the investment in the ministry than this lovely facility that we have behind us.
And during the topping out ceremony, both beams that were secured had flags and a tree on them. Senior Superintendent of Construction Mike Simzisco tells about the significance of the trees.
It can be dated back to about 700 A.D. From Scandinavia. They used to put evergreen on the highest structure of the new buildings that were being constructed in town. This signifies prosperity, growth for the community. Sometimes they would have week-long celebrations to just say thank you to everybody involved in the project. So today kind of marks that halfway point of where we're at in the project. We still have a long way to go. I always like to equate it to climbing a mountain. The summit's only the halfway point. You still got to get back down. So today is our summit.
The new hospital and clinic expected to bring 400 new jobs to the area, which will mean $15 million in new employee payroll will be added. 125 new clinic positions will be added next year, and 25 new physicians will come to the campus as it opens up next summer.